This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The Dallas Project on Education Pathways has been described as one of the most comprehensive studies into childhood development and school readiness in the nation. The multi-year project has been following the lives of hundreds of low-income African-American and Hispanic children. For KERA's Breakthroughs Project, I'm sitting down with Margaret Tresh Owen. She's director of UT Dallas's Center for Children and Families and co-leads the project. Margaret Tresh Owen, thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you very much for inviting me.
First off, what exactly is the goal of this research? Why follow these kids' lives?
Well, we're following this particular sample of children in part because we have not looked at the development of low-income children and their self-regulation abilities, how they develop. Starting early in life, we haven't followed them longitudinally. There have been studies of African-American children more than there have been of Latino children. And, of course, here in Dallas, the population of young Latina children, Hispanic children is great. And so we're studying both ethnicities, but all very low income, so variations within a low income sample.
And how many kids are you studying exactly, and for how long?
We recruited over 400 really, really quickly, roughly half African-American and half Hispanic. We now have over 300 that we're still following from age 2.5. Right now, they're in fifth grade.
And what kind of data are you looking for, like behavioral responses, academic readiness?
Okay, the big, big question is what are the trajectories of their self-regulation? So think about impulse control. Think about working memory. And we all deal with those kinds of issues. You know, being able to sit still and listen, follow directions, and how that relates to their school readiness and then subsequently to their school achievement, to standardized measures of their math achievement and reading achievement every single year since they've been in kindergarten.
From what you've learned so far, what are the major things that inhibit a kid's ability to perform well in school?
There are many studies that show growing up with inadequate resources in terms of the family income is one strong predictor. And, you know, the disparities in school achievement related to income is just so very persistent. So what we're trying to do is dig a little deeper. And one aspect that we've really focused on is the quality of parenting. So we look at interactions between the mothers of these children and the children, and also fathers and the children. And we look at how responsive and engaged they are with their child, whether or not they are overly intrusive and demanding, how positive, how much warmth they show, and, you know, are they negative with their child.
So what's next? What are your plans?
Well, of course, we will be following these kids into seventh grade, because you get, you know, 2 years or 3 years or 5 years. This is 5 years of funding. So we're going to be seeing them transition through the middle school years into secondary education. We'll be following and looking at their engagement in risky behavior, you know, and how our self-regulation skills related to that. We'll be following the children we test every year, the problem behaviors that now they can begin to self-report these data as well as get the parents' report, and then relating in turn to their trajectories in academic achievement. We know these kids, just by the demographics, are at higher risk of engaging in risky behavior in adolescence and at higher risk of dropping out of high school, in, you know, more at risk for a number of things. And I think that the longitudinal studies we've made of their home environment and now more and more their school environments as they go through middle school and become adolescents, we'll have new stories to tell from the data.
Margaret Tresh Owen is director of UT Dallas's Center for Children and Families. Thanks for being here.
You're very welcome. I appreciate it.